Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Madam Speaker, as the member designated for the representative from Florida, Brian Mast, I ask that given the updated CDC guidance, we all take off these stupid masks.
I'm out there, Jerry, and I'm loving every minute of it.
It's about damn time.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
In just over 100 days, we have an economic crisis, we have a border crisis, and we have a national security crisis.
That's a dilly of a pickle.
You did say that we're not telling you not to come, though, right? You said that. You remember that.
I'm sorry, Senator. I apologize.
You remember saying, don't you, that we're not telling you not to come? Those are your words that you said in a press conference. You said that, right?
I don't recall saying that.
See, I suffer from short-term memory loss.
We are not saying don't come. We are saying don't come now.
Short-term memory loss. I don't believe this.
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. It's kind of a bad day for people named Correa in Massachusetts. Jaisal Correa, the former boy wonder mayor of Fall River, is now a convicted felon. 21 counts he was found guilty of, 24 charges. He beat the Batman watch rap. That was one of the three he beat. But he's going away for a good long time. We've got some cuts we'll play later on about. Correa, we have another guy named Correa, Dwayne Correa. He's a former state cop. And we've been fighting for 3 months to get the reports, the internal affairs reports on his dishonorable discharge / resignation from the state police. They finally coughed him up last night under duress from the Massachusetts Secretary of State, and we appreciate that. Thank you, William Galvin, for helping us out there, the Secretary of State, and we'll be reading some of that. That's 23 pages of, I guess it's police corruption, but there's also comic gold. I'll leave it at that, and we'll get into that as well as Jaisal Correa in the next hour. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, and now it's time for the Chump Line.
Tucker, I mean Taylor, it's Howie. I have a riddle for you, Sonny. What's got two thumbs, a pair of mattress shorts, and won't be wearing a face mask in Market Basket Saturday morning? This guy!
I don't even know if I'm going to Market Basket this weekend. I got so much food from the cheap bastard deals from all the great restaurants that visited us over the weekend. Over the week, Kowloon and Precinct 10 and Moby Dick's and Wellfleet. I think I got enough food to get me through the weekend.
I don't think it's warm enough up here for madras shorts just yet. Today was a nice day, but
no,
it's madras shorts season yet.
No, it isn't. It isn't quite madras shorts season.
Oh, you made us all afraid of impending doom. Rochelle, Rochelle, we had to work from home and do everything on Zoom. Rochelle, Rochelle.
You know, there were many great sound cuts this week, but Dr. Fauci calling Rochelle Walensky Dr. Lewinsky is probably my own personal favorite.
She was called Dr. Lewinsky again today by a senator.
Really?
This question, I'm going to go to Dr. Fauci, Dr. Marx, and Dr. Lewinsky.
Who was that senator?
I don't know.
I would start to get a little offended, actually, if I were her. I mean, once, okay, twice, and again, Fauci, he's such an egomaniac, a megalomaniac. I can see it. But the senator got mixed up too. Okay. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, finding ourselves once again competing with the government for able-bodied workers. We want to pay them great wages and benefits to come in and make wicked awesome windows and doors, while the government pays them more to stay home, while at the same time accuses us of shedding jobs. Stop the insanity.
Parker agrees with Cheney on the fair election. And it was Trump's false claims that caused the insurrection. If this fraud Baker weren't such a faker, he would switch parties and complete his defection.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, we talked to that guy from Hadley, Mass, earlier today on the Republican Town Committee, and he's hearing that Baker's going to run. And I was hearing the same thing today, even though he only raised $9,000 last month, which is, you know, less than a drop in the bucket in terms of a statewide political race. But I guess he figures, as the incumbent, he can just raise millions of dollars if he just throws his hat back into the ring. God, yeah, I can't see voting for him under any circumstances. Of course, I couldn't see voting for him in 2018 either.
Mr. Parker, tear down this mask.
That's right. Famous book from the 19th century about the whaling days, I think, or just the clipper ship days, maybe. I can't remember what. It was called 2 Years Before the Mast, written by a Massachusetts native. Now it's going to be 2 Years Before the Mask.
Joe Biden is demanding a $5 million ransom in order to restart work on the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, do the moon bats miss pipelines a little more after this week, at least if they live in the southeast United States? And now I guess the shortages are extending as far north as maybe D.C. So all the beautiful people who live in the District of Columbia are going to be affected by the fact that the pipeline is shut down. Do you think they'll be able to put two and two together? Probably not.
So, suddenly, Charlie Baker doesn't want to follow the science. Forget Rhino. What we've got here is a maverick.
Yeah. He used to want to follow the science, then the science went against him, so now he wants to follow the science fiction. He doesn't care too much about the CDC anymore.
So, can we call him now a science denier?
Yes. Yes, we can. He is a science denier. I'm so PO'd that he's in Washington today. Although, I know he's at the seat.
Let me in, Dr. Lewinsky! You can't do this to me! I appointed you to some phony baloney commission in Massachusetts when you live next to my under-commissioner or under-secretary for climate change, and now you've stabbed me in the back!
Charlie Parker here. No, not Charlie Parker. Charlie Nye, the science guy. You need to follow my science. It is settled. Keep wearing your masks.
That's right. Follow his science. Yeah, he has as much scientific background as Bill Nye, the science guy, which is to say he has no science background. And by the way, Limerick guy says Jaisal kind of puts a new slant on the name Fall River. Yeah, Jaisal Correa, the former mayor, took a big fall today in Fall River.
Gas lines, crisis at the southern border, a war in the Middle East. Go Team Blue!
Yeah. Yep. Things are working out. Things are working out according to plan, aren't they? And the squad is attacking Israel and comparing Black Lives Matter to Palestinians. Meanwhile, the Israelis are bombing the homes of the Hamas leaders. I got no problems with that myself.
It's ironic that last week Karens were wearing masks so that they wouldn't look like Republicans. Now, if they wear masks, they look like they're anti-vaxxers.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I'm not sure about it. I think they're going to keep wearing masks. The most important thing is not to look like a Republican.
Either take a cognitive test or resign. Isn't that your choice, Dementia Joe?
What did the Australian anchor say? He was cognitively delinquent. Not deficient, delinquent.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. The folks in the community and I were pissed off yesterday when you ignored the parameters of the procedures and burned that mask in the studio. Please tell me you had a burn permit.
Hey, it's after April 1st. I believe you don't need... The old rules used to be you didn't need a burn permit after April 1st. Maybe the rules have changed now. But no, I didn't have a permit. So sue me, Governor.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 Eastern Time. Dial 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear more Chump Line messages, we post the extra Chump Line messages at around 7 o'clock every weeknight. They're called Chop Chumps. Get Chop Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, finding ourselves once again competing with the government for able-bodied workers. We want to pay them great wages and benefits to come in and make wicked awesome windows and doors while the government pays them more to stay home, while at the same time accuses us of shedding jobs. Stop the insanity.
Joe Biden is demanding a $5 million ransom in order to restart work on the Keystone Pipeline.
I'm sure all of the affected unions would be happy to pay him that ransom, including the laborers union, which his secretary of labor, Marty Walsh, the former mayor of Boston, used to be an official of. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
See, the mayor of Fall River, the ex-mayor, is 29 years old. He's now been convicted of 21 felonies. Can we call Correa a career criminal or a Correa criminal? Today's poll question... Grace is very proud of him. He went to Providence College, a couple of years ahead of Grace, I believe. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Allergy season is here, and you need the Thunderstorm air purifier. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie to save $10 off their lowest sales price. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Whose mask guidance are you going to follow? The CDC's or Baker's, Murphy's, and Cuomo's?
I'm going to follow the CDC.
98% say they'll follow the science, too.
The choice is between science or science fiction. They've been promoting science fiction all along. It's just it's more out in the open now. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Breaking news, the acting mayor of Boston, Kim Janey, says that the Boston police need to move in a different direction, and the suspended police commissioner, Dennis White, is filing in Suffolk Superior Court a civil case, a civil lawsuit for an injunction to block his firing. And he's accused of domestic abuse. They issued a 19-page report today, and there's a new allegation of domestic abuse against some 19-year-old girl that was living in his house. They got in a beef, believe it or not, over $10 that she owed him, and they were allegedly hitting one another or some such thing. 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Hey, listen, I'm in my mid-70s, and so is my wife. We're fully vaccinated, and our children are in their 40s, actually, and they're not vaccinated. Here's my point. Oldies like me and my wife, it's a godsend to be able to get vaccinated. For young people, if you follow the science, it says that they survive like 99.99% of the time.
Right.
So this is all BS, Howie.
I know. You know what? People, you know what? I would just add, Jack, I think for most people in their 70s, most of them survive too, way over 90%. You know, it's not what it was, what we were told it was, is it?
Exactly. Thanks, Howie.
Thank you, Jack. 844-500-4242. It just wasn't what it was knocked up to be. I went today. I was looking around. I wanted to get the nursing home stats so I could say what the numbers were for the three states here in the Northeast that are going to be holdouts, the dead enders, New Jersey, New York, and Massachusetts. And I looked at a couple of places where I used to get the nursing home stats, and they've stopped keeping the numbers. And I thought to myself, how convenient. They said, as of March 20th, we're not going to keep the nursing home stat. Why? Because you can't use them against Trump anymore? There's no reason to do them anymore? The other reason, of course, could be because they've been faking the numbers. You know, the Massachusetts just reduced the number of nursing home deaths from 9,000 to 5,500 overnight, like that. And, you know, New York was screwing around with the nursing home numbers all along. And They accused DeSantis of doing what they were doing themselves.
The rules around nursing home visitations are really weird now, too. I've got family in nursing homes, and we can only see them once a week because we're not vaccinated. But everyone on the grounds is.
But I've also read stories saying that people that work in nursing homes, many of them are refusing to get the vaccinations.
So can they only work there once a week?
That's what I don't know. I'm asking the question. I don't know.
You can't, if that once a week you go into the nursing home, you cannot meet them in their room. You have to be in the community room.
So one would assume there are a lot more people in the community room than in the personal rooms, correct? One would assume that the chances of the virus being transmitted among XX number of people in the community room as opposed to X number of people in the personal rooms would be higher, would it not?
If you believe that the virus has a chance of being transmitted at a rate that, you know, is catchy at all,
right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I don't believe any of it. I've never believed any of it, and I believe less and less as time goes on. And the sooner this ends, the better. And I hope these companies, these chains especially, don't try to prolong this any longer than it has to be. It's just absurd what's going on here. And the fact that Charlie Parker has to we have to study the science. Hey, who's he going to study it with? The head of the Department of Public Health is this woman called Sutters. She has a PhD from Bridgewater State. She's not a physician. She can't prescribe Vicodin or Percocet if you need any. What the hell does she know that the CDC doesn't know? I'm Howie Carr. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're working out to a pumped up playlist or listening to a podcast on your commute, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. With Raycon, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Their wireless earbuds look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And with a 24-hour battery life, they're a must-have for your daily grind, all day, every day. Get 15% off Raycon at buyraycon.com/Howie. Raycon has a 45-day happiness guarantee, so give them a try. You'll be surprised you ever went anywhere without them. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We have our VIPs in here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you can become a VIP and watch the show and have a meal and meet Grace and me and Taylor and everybody and have your pictures taken with us, get books, etc. And we've started doing it for the last couple of weeks since I got back. And we had a visitor last week, a woman. And she went into the restroom, and a Karen screamed at her.
Here?
Yeah, you didn't know about that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, she was, I apologized to her profusely. I was chagrined.
Yeah, we have a couple Karens on the floor.
Right, so she says she wants to know now. She says, dying to know if the Karen on your floor who yelled at me in your bathroom for not wearing a mask will still wear a mask. I think you know the answer to that question.
Yes.
If somebody screams at you in the restroom of this half-deserted building in the suburbs of Boston, they're not gonna give up their religion. All right, it's that time of the week. It's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
All right, you know how it works. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories about the police, the local constabulary from your local daily or weekly newspaper, or you could be something you saw on the internet. Just send it, email it to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, or you can still fax it to us, our fax number. We still have one, 857-284-8864, 857-284-8864. At this time, each Friday evening, we read the best entries of the week, in our opinion, and the two best entries of the week at a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They will get a copy of Plug Uglies.
A scrapbook of Boston organized crime.
Yes, and I have to admit, very good stories, but there was a huge oversight last week. I had picked a story for the winner. I forgot that it was a winner, and so it got moved this week. And once you hear it, Howie, you'll understand why.
Okay. Well, I wanted to say, is the first story going to be about your fellow Providence College friar going down?
No.
He got fried today. The friar got fried.
You know, I feel like he got enough coverage. He doesn't need to get involved with police blotter facts. All right, let's start off. Florida man cuffed after getting enraged during fight about Tom Brady. Brian Palter.
This is something you can identify with, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't never think violence is the answer. But I
What were they fighting about, Tom Brady? He won the Super Bowl for Tampa. Why would they be arguing about it?
And Howie, this actually reminds me of all the fast food inquiries we have with these stories. That's what you want to know, is what was the fight about? And
was there a snowbird involved in this story?
No, so it says Brian Palter, 33. Him and his friends were heading home in St. Petersburg after a day of drinking.
A day of drinking, okay.
A heated argument regarding Tom Brady began. The fight turned physical when they got home, and Palter allegedly hit his male friend several times in the face, causing visible injuries and a lot of blood. He then allegedly became combative with his buddy's wife and shoved her, along with his own wife, who fell and hit her head on the kitchen counter.
So these guys went out drinking by themselves in the afternoon and left their wives at home.
And it's not known exactly what about Tom Brady got him so upset, which to me says someone in journalism is not doing their job. Student who exploited KFC app glitch to get infinite free chicken jailed in China. I'm dying to get your take on this. A Chinese student who exploited a glitch in KFC's online ordering system to get endless free chicken has been jailed. The 23-year-old, identified only as Zhu, managed
Zhu.
To... Well, it's okay. X-U. I think that's okay. How it's pronounced, right? Yep. Managed to get, and I did the translation from, actually, well, I guess that would be, it's like around $7,890 of free food.
How much?
$7,892 worth of free food in just 6 months after uncovering the glitch back in 2018.
How do you eat $8,000 in chicken?
Don't you get tired of it? I mean, however much you like Kentucky Fried Chicken, wouldn't you get a little tired of it?
You know what?
Yeah, even if it was free.
I'm starting to wonder if I did the math
conversion.
Wrong.
Yeah.
I'll double check that.
Well, do you remember a few years ago there was a story the Kentucky Fried Chicken was trying to increase sales in Russia, I guess, and so they said anyone who comes in with a free tattoo will get free chicken forever.
Right.
And they thought there'll be a few people, and it'll be good publicity and all that
stuff.
Was
that KFC or was that Domino's?
Was it? I forget. It was one of those. I thought it was KFC, but maybe it was Domino's. But anyway, what happened was, everybody, it seemed like in Russia, was getting a tattoo to get the free food, and they had to pull the promotion quickly.
Okay, hold on. So it turns out to be
$82 rather than $8,000.
Well, I thought that I think I did euros instead of the Chinese.
Yen or whatever it is. It used to be yen.
And so it's coming, it seems like it's coming out to, hold on, sorry, $1,009.
That's still a lot of chicken.
Still a lot of chicken. And plus then he started giving it to his friends as he started selling it on the black market. And
you know what? I wouldn't buy any kind of fowl on the black market in China after what supposedly happened in late 2019.
I wouldn't buy any food on the black market in general. You know, I would just pay full price. That's one of those things, you just kind of bite the bullet and you pay what it's worth. He found that by switching between the KFC app and the company's store on WeChat, which is China's equivalent of WhatsApp, he could place an order using the voucher, though it still remained in his wallet on the other account. So he kept doing this. But my kind of thought process is, if you figure out the glitch, then it's kind of fair game. It's not his fault that he figured out the glitch.
It's China, though.
Grace. I know. That is the real part of the story that's important to know. Florida man wrestles alligator underwater to save his puppy.
Wow.
Yeah. Holiday, Florida.
Okay. What was the dog's name?
Well, the dog's name was...
Brady.
No, hold on. I think it actually says it. It says, with his 8-month Labrador... retriever named George. Oh no, named Jake was pulled underwater by an alligator while they were on a walk.
And what was the alligator's name?
Brutus.
Brutus.
I was ready for the alligator. But the dog actually, his name is Jake. So what happened was, this guy was walking his puppy near a pond when the alligator suddenly popped out and pulled the chocolate Labrador underwater. He was in a death roll with that old gator. It was kind of like a snake darting really fast. It was super fast. I got around, thumbed him in the eye, picked him out of the water.
Thumbed him in the eye. Wow.
Yeah, this guy's really something. So he couldn't get anywhere until he let the dog
go.
This
is a real Florida man.
And in the interim, he decided, I don't have him, I'll bite you. So then the alligator went after him. They're guessing the alligator was between 7 and 9 feet long. And this is what he said. So the dog and the owner survived pretty much unharmed. And this is what McCoy said of his dog, Jake. He's on the mend. He's full of spit and vinegar. Is that a Florida story or what?
Wow, that's good. Usually it's this, you know, they used to have, the Seminoles would have these gator wrestling camps. You could go in if there was no room at Disney World or Sea World or whatever, or Budweiser Village, you know, you could go to the alligator wrestling camps.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's a Seminole.
I did that in Florida once, where you kind of like stick your head in and the guy holds the gator's mouth open. I have a picture of that.
Really?
Yeah. I'll try to find it for the audience. Woman. So every week there's like something that pops up as a theme. This week would be bomb threats. Woman said she called in casino bomb threat as a way to blow off steam after slot machine losses. Angered over losing nearly $400 playing slot machines, a Florida woman told police...
How much you want to bet that was part of her stimulus payment that she lost?
That's, you know what? I'm not going to bet against you today. You're on a roll.
You know who reminded me of that? Jay from Chelsea. Why do I think that those two guys drinking and fighting over Brady were celebrating their stimulus money? I think so. I think all... You know what? I think all of the drunk cases this week are going to involve Joe Biden, Democrat free money.
Adele Bellizaire used her cell phone to call the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Tuesday evening to claim, "I left a bomb in your casino." She's a member of the Hard Rock's Players Club Rewards Program, so they have her phone number in the casino records. The police
Brilliant.
The police confronted her around 4 a.m. She became upset after losing around $380 on slot machines. She told them she had anger issues, and she confessed to calling in the bomb threat as a way to blow off steam.
Was alcohol involved in this incident?
Well, it was around 4 a.m., so I'll let you guys make your own guesses there. Naked man claiming to have bomb causes 8-hour traffic jam in Georgia.
Give us the details, Grace.
Where was he storing this bomb?
So I don't think he actually had a bomb. An unidentified man caused an 8-hour traffic jam on a Georgia highway Friday in a bizarre incident, jumping out of his car naked and forcing an hours-long standoff with police. The man intentionally crashed his SUV into a ditch off of U.S. Route 17, jumped out of the vehicle naked, and claimed to have a bomb. The man then threatened to kill himself and others before locking himself back inside the SUV as a bomb squad and other law enforcement arrived on the scene. At that point, a sniper fired gas cartridges into the vehicle and a SWAT team descended. The man was tasered and handcuffed.
Where was this? Georgia?
Yes.
I like the way they handled those situations.
This was Georgia. Before the gas line started, though. Can you imagine if... How you're trying to get to a gas station, if that had happened this week, and this is what happens, you get delayed for 8 hours because some guy is drunk naked in his truck.
No word on whether or not he was trying to blow off steam. But he was tasered and handcuffed before being taken to
jail. Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me! I didn't do anything! Ow! Oh, sure.
You think it's funny now. If you'd been in that traffic jam for 8 hours, you'd be demanding that he get capital punishment.
Iconic Face pleads guilty to bank robbery in Gulfport.
Iconic Face?
Is it pronounced Face or Facci? Because there's two C's in that, right?
Yes. I guess you could say Iconic Facci. Pled guilty yesterday.
How's it spelled? Facci.
F-A-C-C-E. This is an interesting story, so bear with me. Bank employees told police that the suspect entered the bank lobby and after several minutes approached a teller window. The suspect handed the teller a handwritten note which read, "You have 1 minute to give the money. Do not be wrong. R die. A-R-E. No weapon was seen or shown. The suspect was further described as having swollen facial features consistent with recent cosmetic surgery. Later that morning, the police received a report of an abandoned Cadillac near the bank. Those reports also indicated that a person matching the description of the suspect was seen walking away from the vehicle earlier that morning.
Very interesting. The suspect has yet to be identified as male or female.
Yeah, I know, Grace. You know, you're trying to be too PC here. What this is another Dog Day Afternoon story.
What does that mean?
Well, you know what? You ever saw Dog Day Afternoon?
No.
With Al Pacino, he robs a bank to get money for a sex change operation.
Oh, well, Facci was previously known as Jimmy Maurice Lewis II, but it does not say what the sex is, man or woman.
But I think he was getting, that's one reason he was getting the money, isn't it?
The suspect was described as a black female or a black male dressed as a black female. I'm guessing, yes, based off the cosmetic
surgery.
All
I could say is, Attica! Attica! That was one of the recurring themes of Dog Day Afternoon.
And Howie, Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. I do want to end here because my two winners are really, really something else.
All right. We'll be right back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
All right, we're going to have the winners now of Police Blotter Facts Friday.
All right, but I have one more runner-up really quick. This is just an update for anyone in the Houston area. A tiger remains on the loose in Houston as residents pass
Save
it around.
The tiger.
So it's going from person to person. I can't get into all the details, but if you're in Houston, definitely Google this, because if you see a tiger roaming the streets.
And the owner of the tiger, he had other problems in addition to having a wild animal in city limits. There was a murder warrant out for him.
Well, usually the tiger isn't your first issue, you know. It's usually part of the package.
You don't start out with a tiger.
Yeah, it's not your first crime.
First he is a raccoon.
Exactly. All right, so this is the story that I mistakenly left behind last week. It's a winner. It's a crazy story. Man allegedly swings colostomy bag at cops at Kid Rock's bar in Nashville. A drunk man at Kid Rock's bar in Tennessee literally lost his bleep on a pair of police officers, swinging his colostomy bag at them and whacking them with his feces. Nicholas Adam Newhart was blocking an emergency exit in an indoor area of Kid Rock's Big Bleep Honky Tonk and Rock and Roll Steakhouse when the situation unfolded. So he started swirling the bag around, and this is what the police reported over their speaker thing. Unit needs a radio. Unit needs a transport car at drumroll Kid Rock and an ambulance and a sergeant. Male took off his colostomy bag and started swinging it at others. Some units have feces on them. Don't think I'd want to be in the transport car of this arrest. Some officers may need to take a quick bath. Oof. Yes. All right. And this story's very strange. A lot of different elements. So follow along. Bikini-clad Florida woman claims cops were called by someone jealous that her body looked good.
No relation to me, by the way.
I haven't even said her name yet. This is Ocala, Florida. A Florida woman was arrested on a disorderly intoxication charge after claims that she was walking around. So it unfolds in a weird way, but first we should say her name is Melody Carr. And yes, it is spelled C-A-R-R.
She's a nice-looking woman. She's extremely guilty, but she's no relation.
I kept her mugshot in because I figured you'd want to see. Records show the manager at the Country Inn and Suites...
Not guilty, I should say. Not
...spotted 42-year-old Melody Carr in her two-piece bathing suit at the hotel's pool on May 3rd. And since she didn't recall her ever checking into the hotel, she asked her for her room number. Carr became irate, refused to provide her room number, and stormed off. The manager said she wanted Carr trespassed, but when officers arrived, Carr was walking with a brown dog at La Quinta Inn and Suites.
What was the brown dog's name?
Jake. It was the same dog.
The same dog. Imagine that.
Carr became verbally aggressive, said the officer, and needed to leave her alone and claimed that she wasn't doing anything wrong, but the manager at the hotel called the cops on her because she was jealous that her body looked so good. Police said Carr admitted to having one drink at 9 a.m. and she couldn't explain why she was still drunk.
Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.